Your team's our priority. Join the conversation with the Killer Bees. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
All right, it's Wednesday. It's 2 o'clock. It's time now for all the stories we've missed, in case we missed it.
What's in the news today?
With so many stories.
Dozens of stories.
We're bound to miss a few.
I'm sorry, did I miss something?
It's In Case We Missed It with the Killer Bees.
And here's the stuff you missed.
Blankers has been chomping at the bit for this one, so we're going to lead off with In Case We Missed It with the former Yankee leadoff man, and of course the captain for the New York Yankees back in the day, Derek Jeter. The captain, episode 2 tomorrow.
Episode
1 was after the home run derby.
Cheetah.
Of course, there's 7 of these things. There's one episode for every gold glove plus 2 that he should have never won. How vested are you in the captain starring Derek Jeter?
I've been pretty vested. I watched it. I recorded it and watched it the other night. The next episode is tomorrow night. I'm not nearly as impressed as I was with The Last Dance, but I'm intrigued. I'm hoping to get a lot of the backstory. I'm hoping to get the dirt and the back and forth with him and A-Rod. But so far after episode 1, it's who Derek Jeter was as a player his whole career. It's telling you something without telling you anything at all in a lot of ways so far in episode 1. And that's not what The Last Dance was. So episode 1 was a bit disappointing, but it was the early years. It was when he got drafted. It was some great old footage. It was some of that. I hope it gets better, but I am still going to watch.
7 episodes, all, I guess, an hour long of Derek Jeter. If there was one episode for 1 hour and it was all-encompassing, did the whole thing, I mean,
I don't think an hour could have covered all that.
Anything more than an hour, I'm out. I have zero interest. I'm not going to watch a darn second of that thing.
Where are you? Have you always hated the Patriots?
Nah, I don't know.
So, as a Texans fan, you just...
I mean, I've appreciated and respected Belichick and Brady.
Okay.
And I never felt like the Texans were really a contender for the Patriots.
See, I never
Patriots
liked
either.
The Patriots, and I respect Brady, but I never really liked him. I always obviously hated the Yankees, but I've always respected and could just never say anything negative about Derek Jeter.
I didn't like Derek Jeter as a player.
Is that right?
Because I didn't like the Yankees. See, like, Jeter's in the same mold for me of, like, guys I didn't like when they played, because they were good. They were good, and they were clutch, and all that stuff. Like, Jeter, Jordan, like, they're all in that same conversation in terms of not, of like, I didn't like them while they were playing, but then when they retired, it's like, okay, I'll tip my cap to you, I'll respect you. Kobe was another one. I couldn't stand Kobe when he played. Respected him, thought he was very good, but, you know, sports hate was there. Jeter was the same way. I also thought Jeter was overrated. So, like, the fact that I thought Jeter was overrated made me dislike Jeter more. It makes me have even further less interest than I do. Plus, I think he's kind of boring. I think he's kind of dull. Like, he's always saying the right thing. He's not very entertaining.
Well, he's very much like Brady in that regard, right? Like, they say what they're going to say. And, like, when I always go back to the quote, Brady finally admitted that 99% of the things he says to the media was all straight BS.
Yeah.
Jeter probably wouldn't say it to that degree because Jeter's even more calculated than Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of that's annoying.
The Astros flew a rival, Paul Blackburn, to the All-Star game. The Astros had a charter, which some teams in the league don't do, Oakland A's, Washington Nationals. But the Astros caught wind of this. They realized that Blackburn was flying commercial, so they told Paul Blackburn, hey, why don't you just hop on our charter? Why don't you just fly to L.A. With us? Blackburn said some very nice things to Mark Berman about the Astros organization. You okay with the Astros telling Paul Blackburn, a division rival who's trying to get them out when he pitches, flying them to the City of Angels?
I'm completely okay with this, because unless you get people that don't have enough to do and try to say that that's some sort of tampering or something like that, it sends a great message across baseball that you're an organization that takes care of its players, and if you ever become a free agent or you're wherever interested, don't think for a half second that that won't be brought up and remembered as something that the Astros were willing to do that teams aren't willing to do. The Nationals not flying Juan Soto private and putting him on his own dime on commercial to get to the home run derby. He got into L.A. at like 1:30 in the morning and still won it. That's a complete BS move for a team that wants him to stay.
I don't think they want him to stay anymore.
Well, they're just... No, but basically, if you read the one article, it was because they were pissed off he refused $450 million.
If you know you're going to trade him before August 2nd, you're going to trade him in the next 2 weeks, and you know it. You're going to trade him to the highest bidder, and you know it. Are you spending the dime
Up on charter? You know why? Because there's other guys coming down the pike. You got a future taking care of baseball players, and it's going to come up again.
Fly that guy to the charter.
Believe me, man, that's a cheap move. That's gonna reverberate more than just one time.
I don't disagree with you. That should be automatic. That should be part of doing business in Major League Baseball. He should have been on the charter. But nice touch to the Houston Astros. Leonard Fournette. He reported to camp at 260 pounds, according to reports.
Yikes!
Pretty heavy. Pretty heavy. Rick Stroud reporting that. Bucks reporter.
You think that Brady sends him some avocado ice cream and tells him we got to talk?
I don't think he's sending him ice cream. No, I think he's sending him lettuce and tomatoes and maybe not even any protein.
Yeah, Leonard Fournette, I feel like from where he was in college has always underachieved. But man, oh man, you really need him?
Is he the Jadeveon Clowney of running backs?
He's in the conversation.
Because he's still a good player.
Right.
But he's not who everybody thought he was going to be coming out of Louisiana State University. 260, man. I'm on my way. Madden ratings. Where do we stand on Madden ratings? Should we talk about Madden ratings? Should we discuss
everybody cares way everybody's too much ranked? About Madden ratings? Now they're giving you a gold necklace with a gold 99 if you're one of the highest rated players on the game at 99.
That's pretty cool, though. I like that.
Devontae Adams got one of those. But guys are so livid when they don't agree with their ratings these days. And now it's affecting the way play and people are like losing their mind. And it's the same way we talk about ESPN's top 10 of quarterbacks. Everyone is talking about the Madden ratings at each position. It's over the top to me.
Yeah, I mean, Highway of Hell and certain other stations, I mean, they spend a segment talking about the Madden ratings of the Houston Texans. Is that good radio? 713-780-ESPN. Should the Killer Bees discuss Malik Collins' Madden rating and his speed attribute?
Stupid.
713-780-3776.
Madden ratings are just another form of ranking. I think in that sense, it's no different than any other ranking.
You're just a video game guy sticking up for your sport.
I mean, it's the same thing. I guess the one thing I would say is because it's a video game, you get some freedom to do some wild stuff that, like, people don't blink at quite the same way. Like, I think Ja'Marr Chase was ranked, like, the 18th best receiver or something crazy like that.
Right.
Where if you put him in a list and did that, I think you'd go, wait, hold on, stop it.
No, I think it's, like, from a ranking point of view, like, Ja'Marr Chase caught my attention. But do I care if Tytus Howard, I don't even know what he's ranked, an 81? No, I couldn't care less. What is Davis Mills ranked relative to where other NFL quarterbacks are ranked? Which one?
I don't know what the number is. Where Davis Mills ranks in Madden. I am curious about that.
But that's not really their rating, right? That's more what they are relative to the rest of the NFL.
Tune in to the 3 o'clock hour at the Highway to Hell. You can probably find the answer to that question.
I just want to know if Davis Mills will be playable. Because I'll tell you, he wasn't last year.
Do you play Madden? Because Brendan's gamer of our show.
Of course he does.
I'm in a league with, like, I think 6 or 7 other users, like humans, that we play.
Oh.
We actually I have a playoff game tonight.
You play it in July, but it's not in season?
So wait a minute. You have a problem with me having a problem with him already doing these crazy fantasy football deals.
That's for money.
In the hundreds and hundreds of leagues that he's already gotten in.
Only 50.
In April or May, but yet you have a problem with him playing Madden playoffs in July?
Yeah. Whenever I was a kid and I would play video games, I could only play the sports video game when it was in season.
Jeremy.
I couldn't play football out of season, baseball out of season, basketball out of
season. You're
limiting
yourself.
Wild card.
Well, I'm normal.
2026 tonight. 2026. That's how deep in the league
are.
Are
you the Lions?
No, I'm the Texans.
Have you ever won a Super Bowl?
No.
Who is your quarterback?
Somebody who doesn't exist in real life.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. Brendan loves the Madden. The Big 12 told the Pac-12 no. There were some thoughts, and there were some rumors and maybe some reports that the Big 12 and the Pac-12 are going to merge, but officials from the Big 12 told Pac-12 officials on Monday that they're no longer interested in exploring the partnership. Sources told Pete Thamel, a Big 12 source, said that the deal didn't work for the conference for a multitude of reasons. Some people think that the merger didn't make financial sense for the Big 12, but that the Big 12 could still cherry pick several Pac-12 schools.
Well, how do you feel about that? You're our resident college football guy.
I think that the Big 12 is going to exist no matter what. Where are they ranked amongst conferences in college football? I think you could debate that. Like, the ACC is still probably ahead of them, but if Clemson and Florida State left, that's an opportunity to jump them. I don't know if it's a bad idea to just kill off the Pac-12, right? Like, it's a competitive nature now where you want to be ranked higher than other conferences. It's better for your conference to be fourth than it is fifth. If you have an opportunity, like maybe Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, Utah, maybe they don't add overall value per university if you were to add them to the Big 12. But if it kills off the Pac-12 and the money's still the same, why not? Why not put your, you know, foot on the neck of the snake?
We obviously are heading more to the reduction, and until we get to what, maybe four or five conferences, it's really getting bad from that. And the biggest argument that anybody's going to have is revenue and geographic location because of how it's going to affect teams.
Yeah.
But they threw geography out the window.
Geography does not matter.
It is nothing but the bottom line right now.
Yeah.
And to get, if you get the right TV deal and the right sponsor backings, everybody's going to be consolidating.
What I found interesting was the Notre Dame aspect of this. Notre Dame seeking $75 million to remain an independent, which I read as if they don't get that, they're going to the Big Ten. Like, pay us the $75 million or we're out of here going to the Big Ten.
Which makes more sense than staying in the ACC.
Oh, yeah. It's Big Ten or independent right. For Notre Dame. And they're not ACC. They are
for five games or six games.
They have the scheduling agreement, and they do for basketball, and they did the COVID year. But they are a football independent overall. Now, I believe, like, what is being rumored is that Notre Dame, $75 million, NBC pays that to keep them. But part of that is they need, I think they called it window programming, where it's like before Notre Dame, they need a package. They need a college football package. After Notre Dame games, they need a college football package. And what I've been reading is that it's going to be the Big 12. If it's the Big 12, that means elevated dollars for the Big 12, which makes Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, Utah, please take me, Big 12. We want to make more money than we think we're going to get for our Pac-12 TV deal. Ton of people are texting us on the HRMP listener line saying, don't talk Madden ratings. Filler radio. Don't do the Madden ratings.
Shocker.
Yeah.
The Hive is smarter than most.
713-780-ESPN.
And then there's Brendan.
713-780-3776.
He's got a playoff game tonight. You know, he's actually going to eat his meal early.
Are you the home team or the visiting team?
I'm the visiting team. Okay. Actually, I've already been warned there's a blizzard in New York tonight.
As an element of realism, I'm going to do – what time are y'all playing? What time's kickoff?
I don't know. Five-ish, probably.
Any stretching or calisthenics before the game?
No.
Since you're the visitor, I'm going to do whatever I can to try to distract you while you're playing that game.
I don't need that.
Because home field advantage matters, and it matters a lot.
Earlier,
the Killer Bees put together our top 10 quarterback list. Burrow, 6. Stafford, 7. Prescott, 8. Kyler Murray, 9. Deshaun Watson, 10. Who are in the Killer Bees top 5? We'll discuss when we return. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Independent thinking, unrestricted opinions. You're tuned in to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
All right, we don't rely on Madden ratings or ESPN top 10s or CBS Sports top 10s for our quarterback rankings because there's three of us. We can put together our own top 10 quarterback rankings. So we each voted on our individual top 10. I put together a top 10. Blankers put together a top 10. Brendan put together a top 10. Brendan just did the math, talked about it all. So far, we've discussed our 6 through 10. We've not done our top 5. Others receiving votes. So we know that these quarterbacks are not in the top 10 and top 5. Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, Derek Carr did not crack our top 10. Number 10 was Deshaun Watson. Number 9 was Kyler Murray. Number 8 was Dak Prescott. Number 7 was Matthew Stafford. And number 6 was Joe Burrow. So it's time now for the Killer Bee top 5 quarterbacks in the 2022 NFL season. Number 5 is a quarterback that I had listed lower than the average ranking. It is Justin Herbert from the San Diego Los Angeles Chargers in California. Justin Herbert, our number 5 quarterback in 2022.
I had him right there. I had him at 5. I think that as much as he's shown in his first 2 years in the league, I think he can still get better. I think that if you had a redraft of that draft, I think that there's a lot of people that would look at him differently, particularly the Miami Dolphins, who, depending on who you talk to, had their sights set on him for a long period of time. I believe it was Dan Marino talked him out of it, in part.
What? Why would you listen to Dan Marino?
Yeah, Stephen Ross and company. Stephen Ross listened to Dan Marino, who was adamant that Tua was going to be better than Herbert.
It's like listening to Joe Montana. Why would you do that?
Joe Montana's not very high on Trey Lance either. Man. I think he can get even better, but I think that the leaps that he's already taken, what he's already shown us, he's going to be someone we're going to be talking about for a long period of time.
6761 said, no Wilson in the top 10 clown list. If you want to rip us apart, 713-780-ESPN.
Russell Wilson?
Yeah. What other Wilson would there be? 713-780-3776.
The volleyball from Tom Hanks' movie?
I don't think he's cracking our top 10.
Russell Wilson was the one who we all had in the top 10, I believe, right? It was just so low that he got bumped.
Yeah, Russell Wilson, Lamar got bumped. I bet you the person that says Russell Wilson would tell you that he should be ahead of who? Like, Kyler Murray's probably going to be our most polarizing name.
This is the biggest thing with people that want to rip apart our list or anybody else's list.
Yeah, he's a snub.
If you want to do it the right way, then hear the whole list and tell me who are you taking out and who should be who should he be ahead of. Yep. And if you, smartass, whoever you are, want to come in here and say, not just one, if you want to tell me there's five guys that you're going to take out to show that he should be in the top five, please bring that to us.
I'm okay being called a clown. It was my Twitter picture for quite some time, thanks to Seattle fans. But you're right. If you're going to say who should be in, you got to also say who should be out. You can't just call a guy a snub and then also say, well, nobody else should have been out of it.
And why do we got to go to the clown calling? Why can't we just do it as a discussion? You disagree with us. Okay, let's hear who you think.
I actually like being called a clown. I like all the makeup that they wear. So Justin Herbert, top five. I feel like, where did you have Stafford?
I had Stafford at four.
Okay. So our top four is different. Yep. Our top four is different. I thought our top four would be unanimous. So you had Stafford in your top four. I'm curious who wasn't in your top four, but we'll discuss in just a second. Mm-hmm. Number four on the Killer Bee 2022 quarterback list is the greatest football resume of all time, Thomas Brady, the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Here's your answer to the previous statement.
You had Stafford ahead of Brady?
I had Brady at number six. This is the year.
Six?
This is the year it falls off for Tom Brady a little bit. I'm not saying it falls off the planet. This is the year that they don't have as much. They didn't have as much money to spend. He doesn't have the same amount of resources. Gronk is gone. I think he drops down a few notches. Still in the top 10. I had him at six.
Six?
Yeah,
that's a clown list.
Do I need to say it one more time?
Where did you have Brady, Brendan?
My top five is actually the exact same as our consensus top five.
Okay. Shocker. So you had Brady put them together.
I had Brady 4-2. I had Brady 4-2. Right. So, like, that's not terribly far off. I have Brady at four as well. So Brady, I feel like, perfectly ranked. All right. Number three quarterback on the Killer Bees 2022 NFL list is Joshua Allen of the Buffalo Bills. And, of course, he has the greatest college quarterback of all time statistically as his backup quarterback. Go Cougs. But Josh Allen, the number three quarterback for the Killer Bees.
Guess what?
I'm surprised. I had him at number two.
I had him at number three in my list.
You had Allen number three. Yep. So I know you're top two.
But it's absolutely where he should be. I think that he fell short of Patrick Mahomes last season. He's the favorite to get to and win the Super Bowl this year. If he goes through and does that, then he's taking the next step and he's surpassing guys that have already done what he hasn't done yet. So, therefore, there's room for him to move up, but I think he's right where he should be for right now.
Okay. I feel like Allen being three is probably popular. I feel like most people would say that. I had him number two. I had
you always
Josh
say that
Allen.
When it's my take.
I don't always say that. Okay. I don't always say that. Brendan, where did you have Allen?
I had Allen three.
You had Allen three, too. See?
I thought it was a hot take when I did it.
Having him number...
I think the top two... I don't think he is considered top two.
See, I had Allen number two. I had Allen number two. And I had Allen number two over this quarterback, who is number two on the Killer Bee list. Blanker's favorite player of all time, Aaron Rodgers.
He's not my favorite player of all time. And you know I can't stand him off the field. But I think you can't take away from just all the tools and what he brings to the table and his ability to make all the throws and the tight throws and under pressure and obviously...
Under pressure in the playoffs?
Oh, that's a different story. I had him in the top two as well, but I didn't have him at two.
Oh, you had him number one?
I did.
Wow. See, Rodgers I had at number three. I had Josh Allen ahead of Rodgers because, again, we're discussing top 10 quarterbacks 2022. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen also had some success in the playoffs, was potentially robbed of an opportunity to keep that game going against Kansas City.
Yep.
Rodgers, a little older, hasn't gotten it done in the playoffs as much as I would like. I had Rodgers three. I had Allen number two. So I guess you had Rodgers two as well?
Correct.
So we all had different top threes.
Uh-huh.
I find that to be very fascinating. But the number one quarterback in the Killer Bees 2022 top 10 list is Patrick Mahomes.
I'll be honest with you. The one thing that had me putting him at two is the fact that he had an awful, in my mind, he had a step back season last year they salvaged it, but and the way he played in the playoffs was much better. But I thought that his regular season was less than what I expected of Patrick Mahomes. And I feel like in a division that's as loaded as that division is this year, he's going to have to step it back up again. And so, therefore, I think that there's a little wiggle room, and therefore I moved him down from where I would have had him a year ago.
Mr. Brostash says Mahomes has been blessed to be in the situation he's been in. People forget how bad he played for much of the first half of last season. It'll be interesting to see what happens this year without Tyreek Hill. Mahomes is going to be an intriguing storyline in 2022. So. The Kansas City Chiefs offense will be an intriguing storyline in 2022. Brendan, did you have you had Mahomes 1? So Brendan had Mahomes 1, Rodgers 2, Allen 3. Blankers had Rodgers 1, Mahomes 2, Allen 3. And I had Mahomes 1, Allen 2, Rodgers 3. So again, the Killer Bee Top 10, 2022. Mahomes 1, Rodgers 2, Allen number 3, Tom Brady 4, Herbert 5, Burrow 6, Stafford 7, Dak Prescott 8, Kyler Murray 9, Deshaun Watson number 10. Where did the Killer Bees go wrong? 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Jordan, what'd you think of the Killer Bee top 10 list?
I would take Burrow over Herbert. I'm sorry, bro. How does Burrow not get in the top 5 after that season he just had?
Appreciate the call, Jordan. You know what's interesting about that? Burrow over Herbert? Because I had Burrow over Herbert individually. I had him number 5. I had Herbert number 7. It's fascinating because we had Jordan who just told us that. Like, how is Burrow not ahead of Herbert? But then you have 1790 that just texted in and said Joe Burrow is overrated. So, like, what is it? Is Joe Burrow underrated? Is Joe Burrow overrated?
So when I made my list, I had 3 tiers.
Okay.
I had tiers 1 through 4 where I thought you could move guys around, which is Mahomes, Rodgers, Allen, Brady. I thought you could move them around within that tier, but that was tier 1 for me. Tier 2 was Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow. I think it's a coin toss which of them I prefer.
Herbert and Burrow?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I think where, like, the reason that I gave Burrow the edge here instead of Herbert, like, to me, postseason success meant something for me going into 2022. That's why I had Burrow ahead of Herbert, and that's why I had Allen ahead of Rodgers, because recency bias, too, there.
I also think you go intangibles. I think that Herbert's got the bigger body. He's got the, you know, to sustain hits and to be able to stand in the pocket and to be able to do things a la Ben Roethlisberger. But Burrow's more agile. Burrow can do things where he can create some things with his feet. I think of the two, I think that the more thinking quarterback in my mind is Burrow over Herbert at this point. But I also think you have to factor in the resources, who he's throwing to, what offense is he running, how's his offensive line. I still have questions about the Bengals' now redone offensive line. But I know that even without that offensive line, Burrow was just too good to look past, in my opinion.
713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. Where did we go wrong on our top 10? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. And after having Deshaun Watson so high of the Killer Bees, I had Deshaun Watson ranked number 6. I single-handedly got him in the top 10. HRMP is giving me a call. Human Resources and Payroll saying, what are you doing with Deshaun Watson in the top 10? I'm kidding. But Cougar owned, of course, by Mike Holley, members of the Cougar 100 for the 8th year in a row. You've seen the HRMP signage at the U of H games. You've seen them hanging up the U of H flag outside of their building off the Beltway. Business owners, let HRMP help you. HR compliance, benefits administration, payroll, onboarding, HRMP can help in any of those areas or all of those areas. If you heard one, HRMP is worth calling. If you heard 4 areas where you want HRMP to help, they're obviously worth calling as well. It doesn't matter how big, doesn't matter how small with HRMP, they will completely customize a plan for what you and your business needs. If you have a problem or an issue, you want to take a little bit off your plate, a lot off your plate, HRMP will find a way to help. And they also do it in a way that's better than anybody else. Technology meets service. They have the best technology. You'll love that. That'll never be a concern. But what you'll really fall in love with is that service, guaranteed fulfillment. You'll be talking to some stranger on a call board. You'll be talking to someone who knows you. They're familiar with your business needs, which makes you feel so much better as an employer. It makes you feel a whole lot better if you're an employee and you have a question as well. For HRMP. I go the email route. HRMP always answers my emails in very quick fashion, and they give me an answer that I can understand and that is reasonable. Sometimes I don't like what they have to say in terms of, like, days off, but they give me an answer that I need to hear. So if you're an employer and you want to help out your employees, HRMP is the way to go. Give them a call, 281-880-6525. Let HRMP customize a plan for you, 281-880-6525, or check them out online, hrp.net. That's hrp.net.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. Independent thinking, unrestricted opinions. You're tuned in to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Tear apart our top 10 quarterback list. It's now on Twitter, so it's no coming back from that. You can see it on Twitter at ESPN 97.5. 713-780-ESPN, our HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. 6761 said, I am the, quote, clown guy. I didn't say you were a clown. I said that list was a clown list.
I might have.
But here's the, see, to me, the two biggest questions, because he said he did respond with who he thought should be out, which we appreciate, tip the cap. Dak should be out. Murray should be out of the top 10 as well. So he would bump up Wilson, take Dak and Murray out. See, Dak to me is a bona fide top 10 quarterback. I'm not taking Dak out. I won't budge off of Dak. The one that I thought coming into this like list and knowing that we were doing it today and knowing that we're going to find out the results, the two biggest questions that I had, where is Deshaun Watson going to be ranked? Because like he's going to be suspended. We don't know how long, but how much does that factor into the decision? One of the things that you mentioned, there's a lot of concern. Maybe not even concern, but there's a lot of questions of what he's going to look like as a quarterback. Let's say he's suspended for 8 weeks, not playing in a year and a half. So the Watson equation was going to be interesting to me. And then I felt like the bottom of the top 10, you're looking at guys like Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray. I feel like that's where the biggest conversation, the biggest discussion, and maybe the most controversy would live.
No, I agree with you. Look, I think that it's one thing to say they belong in the top 10 list. It's another thing to say that he should have been in the top five. I think Brendan really eloquently put it together in terms of the tiers. I think we can all agree that we know who the top four, if not five, is where I think we all kind of really, in terms of it doesn't matter what slot they're in, but I think we know tier one is essentially what, four guys. So that could, that's
maybe three. Like, are you putting Brady and Mahomes, Allen, Rodgers tier?
No, it's Mahomes, Allen, Rodgers, and then who?
You had Stafford four.
I'm surprised Brendan didn't have one.
That's true.
But I think that the top tier of three to four is one thing. But then when you start saying that in order for him to be in the top five, is Russell Wilson better than any of them? No. Is Russell Wilson going to be better than at the start of our second tier, the young guns that are up and coming that have shown in the last year or so what they've been able to do, especially in a short window of time since they've been in the NFL, as opposed to an aging quarterback that continuously falls off more and more and then starts to get hurt and break down? That's where I draw the line.
Yeah, see, that's what 8486 said. Murray is not top 10. Russell goes in his spot. Clown. And you didn't have Murray in your top 10, so this is more specifically towards me. This is part of the projection, right? Like, Russell Wilson, second half of last season, didn't play a whole lot, right, because of the hand, and he started to break down a little bit. The dude's in his 30s. He's going to a new system. Like, I don't expect Russell Wilson to be a top 10 quarterback. I don't believe he was a top 10 quarterback in the second half of last season. 713-780-ESPN. This is the other polarizing name that I felt was going to be a topic of conversation. 8704 says, where is Lamar Jackson? Lamar Jackson didn't make the Killer Bee top 10. I think y'all both had him ranked in y'all's top 10, right? You had him 10th. Brendan had him 10th. It's tough. Like, who are you putting Lamar Jackson ahead of? Most people would say Kyler Murray, I think. But my biggest criticism of Lamar Jackson, yes, I know he won an MVP in 2019, I'm not sure that you can win with that brand of football, especially once you go to the playoffs and you're looking that you have to win three, four games in a row to win the Super Bowl. I believe he's been exposed in the playoffs in the past, and we've flat out seen that. I don't believe Lamar Jackson can beat you from the pocket. I don't think he can beat you from on platform.
I mean, that's obviously the biggest knock on him,
and
right?
I put a ton of value on that. That's why I don't have him in my top 10.
Look, I think that I combat that by saying I don't necessarily disagree with you, at least to do it consistently. But I think that on the flip side of that, where he can actually win you a game that a lot of the quarterbacks can't, is just with his ability to extend plays and make things happen and play playground football and win games with his legs and do things that other quarterbacks can't do. Other quarterbacks can be nimble. they can be, you know, run options at quarterback. They have the ability to beat you with their legs, but not to the level of Lamar Jackson, in my opinion.
No, Lamar beats you with his legs for sure. But can you do that four weeks in a row in the playoffs?
It just means, can you win a game? Obviously, he's short. He fell short in the playoffs. But I think that
he also wasn't great last year. Like, there was a ton of injury that affected that. Granted,
but he's going to get paid because the Ravens have no other option, and he is their franchise quarterback. And I think that as it relates to his passing versus his running, he runs better than probably anybody else in our top 10.
No doubt.
But so that kind of can combat and circumvent whatever you criticize about his throwing ability. And obviously, I think that the system is built around them running more than passing anyway. But yeah, at a certain point, he's going to have to prove he can beat you by throwing the football too.
713-780-ESPN. You're ripping apart our top 10 quarterback list. 713-780-3776. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Kenneth, you're in the Hive with the Killer Bees. What's up, Kenneth?
Yes. I'm trying to find out your reasons for not putting Derek Carr in the list.
Derek Carr was on our outside honorable mention. He was other receiving votes but did not crack the top 10. Kenneth, who are you picking Derek Carr over, though? Are you picking him ahead of Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson, who were out of the top 10? Or are you picking him ahead of Kyler Murray? Are you picking him ahead of Deshaun Watson, Dak Prescott, Matthew Stafford? Who are you kicking out for Derek Carr?
Everybody you mentioned except for Stafford.
Okay. So you have Derek Carr very high on this list. See, that's another topic of conversation. Kenneth, appreciate the call. Whenever people talk about Derek Carr, they say nonchalantly he's a top 10 quarterback, right? I think that he's probably on the outside looking in. Kenneth would disagree. Kenneth thinks that he belongs firmly in the top 10. He would kick out Lamar, Russell Wilson, who were honorable mentions. He would kick out Deshaun. He would kick out Kyler Murray. I feel like that's overrating Derek Carr.
I think you're right. I think, look, there's an extent to how far I'll go. I had him teetering on the top 10. I think that he's poised with all the weapons that he has to have a breakout year. But you're going to find out who Derek Carr really is this season because he has all the weaponry. Because he's going to have to figure out if he can still look at his progressions and realize Devontae Adams is double teamed. Can I still get the ball to Waller? Can I capitalize on Renfro the way I have in the past? And can I spread it around to everybody that's going to be sitting there chomping at the bit to get the football?
Yeah. See, 8693 has a pretty good point as like a part of the Herbert Burrow conversation. Herbert has talent advantage. Burrow has the winning advantage. I would say that about Manning Brady. Like, Manning had the talent advantage. Brady had the winning advantage. It's that simple. He says just like Rodgers has talent advantage over Brady and Brady has winning advantage over Rodgers, same goes with Herbert and Burrow. 8278, why Watson but no Wilson? Asking for a state, Juan, saying that. To me, I believe Deshaun Watson's a more talented quarterback at this stage in their career than Russell Wilson. The fact that Wilson's in his 30s, Deshaun Watson should be in his prime as an NFL quarterback. There are the valid questions that are there. How long will he be suspended? One. Two, what does he look like coming off a year plus potentially eight games of not playing football? But if I'm going pure talent, I believe in Watson more in 2022 than I do Russell Wilson.
I agree. I agree with that to this point. I think that, again, Russell Wilson in a fresh new beginning has the ability, I don't want to say to resurrect his career, but I think that he can find success again that warrants him being on this list and maybe a little higher. But he's got, this is probably his last chance. I mean, right, his contract is coming up. You know, he'd love to play. They made a big deal about it. He put a Super Bowl trophy on his cleats and said, let's go for number four, something like that, because the Broncos have three Super Bowl championships. Slow down, big fella. Let's just prove that you can carry this team to where a plethora of quarterbacks have been able to carry what has otherwise been considered to be a Super Bowl contending type roster.
Mm-hmm. He's 34 years old.
Right. He's getting long in the tooth. He can't run it like he used to. He used to be known for his touch on the deep ball and his ability to throw that, and that kind of waned in the last couple of years. So he's got to come back, and this is a comeback season for him as much or more so than it is for the Broncos.
713-780-ESPN. Let's go back out to the HRMP listener line. Lamont, you're in the Hive with the Killer Bees. What's up, Lamont?
Hey, man, I don't even know if Deshaun Watson is a topic of discussion in this debate right now, but I'm here to tell y'all, That dude is going to be, let me put it like this. I think that the Texans got the most out of what you're going to see out of Deshaun Watson. That dude is not his best statistical season. The team overall sucked. the team overall sucked. He went out there and put up a whole bunch of garbage time numbers and stuff like that. And it's a reason. It's a reason why no quarterbacks succeed inside of Cleveland, inside of that climate, inside of the atmosphere, on the lake with the wind. He doesn't have that arm like that. You know, at first I was like all scared that, you know, if this whole rape stuff is going on with his allegations, you know, he's going to come back and torture us. But then I started thinking about it. I was like, man, the last damn thing that they had in Cleveland was Vinny Testaverde. And I think that the one that they just traded,
Baker.
I think that he was good, man. But it's a reason. It's a reason why in 20 to 25 years, or probably even 30 years, man, you got to have a real quarterback with a real arm up there with that wind coming off the lake. And everybody's just crowning Deshaun Watson like he's great. And I'm like,
he's got to prove stuff. You're right, Lamont. He's got to prove if he can do it once for the first time in 18 weeks. Yeah, I had him as high as anybody. I had him 6, and it's based because of the talent. Yeah,
I didn't put Watson on my top 10 list for that very reason.
And I think suspension also is a variable here. Let's go back out to the HRMP listener line, 713-780-ESPN. Ryan, you're in the Hive with the Killer Bees.
Hey, guys. This is Ryan from Houston. I really like the list, but I have one thing. How can you guys not put Baker Mayfield on there? This guy's going to be a dog. Just got traded. I think he's going to be in for a big season.
I appreciate the call, Ryan.
You a Sooner?
I think that's Baker Mayfield's agent. That's
he's
already
trolling,
looking
right?
ahead at the 2023 contract.
If he's not,
there's no way that he's being serious. No way.
Can't be.
One, he told us he loved the list. How many people tell you they love the list?
He's got to win the job, too.
No one tells you they love a list.
I expect him to win the job, but he's got to win the job first.
Yeah.
And then he's still playing in Carolina.
Well played. Somebody texted in and said, how about Johnny Football? What is that video game league that's out there? He might be top 10 in that video game league that exists.
Fan-controlled football.
Yeah, fan-controlled football. Of course, Brendan knows what
I've
it's
watched
called.
Like 10 minutes of it one time during one of his games.
Okay. 713-780-ESPN. Let's get the Wilhousemen, their thoughts on our top 10 quarterback list. You know they're going to rip it apart. After they're done ripping it apart, I'm going to need a drink. And whenever I do that, of course, I'm drinking some Gentle Ben. Vodka, gin, bourbon, all part of the Rota for me. And a local Texas brand, Gentle Ben Spirits, does it all, and they do it better than anyone else. Gentle Ben, a line of ultra-premium Texas spirits using their state-of-the-art, innovative, Posado craft technology that's better in purity, it's better in aroma, and it's better in taste than your favorite brand of vodka, gin, or bourbon. Purification of Gentle Ben, unrivaled. You'll love what's not in it. Try a sip of Gentle Ben, compare it to your brand. You're going to taste a huge difference that I did when Ricky Ford, A&M class of 85, had me out to the tasting room in Alvin to see what I thought. And ever since then, I've been a Gentle Ben man. And it's smooth. It's clean. It eliminates the burn. Enjoy your drink. Don't work through your drink. You can find Gentle Ben Vodka and Gin at Total Wine Specs, also online at gentleben.com. And exciting news. You can also find Gentle Ben in the Diamond Club at Minute Maid Park. News breaking this week. So go watch the Astros. Have some Gentle Ben. It's a perfect combination. Also, head out to the Tasting Room in Alvin. Try their bourbon. It's exclusive to the Tasting Room. 94-proof bourbon, winner of the double platinum at the Ascot Awards this year. Also, Gentle Ben looking for some brand ambassadors. So if you or anyone you know is interested, check out the website, gentleben.com. Gentle Ben, the union of tradition and innovation.
ESPN 97.5. Your team's our priority. Join the conversation with the Killer Bees. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Jake Asman hanging out with us, one of the three Wilhousemen that you can listen to. Weekdays, 3 to 7 on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. We were just looking at the Killer Bee top 10 quarterbacks. We're not going to rely on ESPN or The Athletic or CBS Sports. We put together our own top 10, create a little content creators, the Killer Bees. We had Mahomes, Rodgers, Allen, Brady, Herbert, Burrow, Stafford, Prescott, Murray, and then Watson rounding out our top 10 for the Killer Bees. Where did we go wrong?
Kyler Murray, to me, isn't a top 10 quarterback.
Who do you have ahead of him?
Deshaun Watson, for sure.
Well, he's a 10.
So I'd put him higher than Kyler Murray.
But who's entering the top 10?
I'd rather have Derek Carr than Kyler Murray.
Okay. You would agree with Kenneth.
Where's Lamar Jackson on this list?
And me.
He didn't make it.
and me.
He didn't make it. Lamar Jackson did not make it.
I had Lamar Jackson in.
Yeah, Blankers had 11 quarterbacks in
the
top
10. I had Kyler Murray out. I had a tie for 10. I'm allowed to do that. Is there a rule that said I couldn't? Well, then I did. How about that?
I don't know what your guys' rules are. I'm just...
Well, I didn't.
I don't think we do either.
10 quarterbacks in the top 10?
Yeah.
No.
It's not a terrible list.
You ever seen a rookie of the year that was a co-rookie of the year because they tied for first? Yeah. It can happen.
Cody walked in before you took the lead for CrossFit because you're a leader. You're a leader of men. Cody just likes to follow in the back. He came in and said the list is bad. It's terrible. And then he just walked out. He didn't say anything about who should be ranked who, where. He didn't say who should be out of the top 10, who should be in the top 10. He walked in, said what he had to say, walked away like a coward because you can't spell coward without the C-O-D in Cody. You can't.
I just don't take anything Cody says with lists any more seriously. When you have Quentin Nelson as your number three most overrated player in the
NFL. You got
that
firsthand in the last couple of shows.
Yeah, I can't accept it. You know, and he's like, oh, if you listen to what I'm saying, I'm explaining it. It's like, no, you're not. You're explaining overvalued. You think Quentin Nelson is overvalued because he's a guard. He's not overrated. He's the best at his position.
It's like playing a game show and giving your answer, right? When they go to you, Steve Harvey, or on America Says, and says, what's your answer? And you just say the one word that you think it is. Don't give me the buildup that's too much buildup that goes on too far like he did. You guys watch Simpsons? You guys know comic book guy? You guys know that? 10 minutes later, I go, Cody, where are you going with this? Yeah. Lists up. Oh, you know, Cody, you could have said that, and we could have all gotten that time back in our life.
Yeah. Should have came on the air and done it.
He should have,
Well, then Jeremy challenged him and said, then why don't you come in and do cross-talking? Yeah. Boop, 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 hum-de-dum, went down the hallway.
Is Cody afraid of the killer bees?
I embrace conflict. I'm not scared of confrontation.
All right, here comes Cody Stutes. Oh, here we go.
It was a bad list. I said it was the worst list ever.
Okay. All right. You're a wall and a glass away. Why is it the worst list ever?
No, Davis probably like 12 or 13.
That's what
you know?
I thought.
No, Lamar should have been in there instead of Kyler Murray. And then Stafford and Herbert would have been lower for me.
Yeah, so it's not that bad of a list. So you,
it's pretty bad.
I don't like Lamar. I'll be honest. Like, I'll say it. Wow. Like, somebody texted in, he's not on the top 10 quarterback list because he's going to be on the top 10 running back list. I don't trust Lamar Jackson.
Think he should play wide receiver?
To run? No, I'm not Bill
Jeremy
Polian.
Polian?
I don't trust Lamar Jackson to run through the playoff gauntlet with his inability to throw the football. And that's why I dock Lamar Jackson points, if I'm being completely honest.
All right, that's fair.
I had him
How's
my
Kyler
list.
Murray done in the playoffs?
I had him in my list.
He's
I didn't
yet
have
to
Kyler
get there. He's going
to
get there in 2022 and lead the Cardinals to a win.
Come at me, bitch.
He didn't
my
have
list
his best
is solid.
He didn't have his best receiver.
Oh, yeah, because Lamar's working with a ton of wide receiver talent.
Yeah, a receiver that was good enough to get a first-rounder in return? Yeah, that's pretty good.
Scottsdale
pretty
Brown?
Pretty good. Huh?
Scottsdale Hollywood. Brown? He's not Hollywood anymore. He's Scottsdale.
Well, where's the Hollywood in Baltimore?
Well, I mean, he was the show. He was the show from a passing perspective in Baltimore.
Where does Zach Wilson rank on this list?
Near the bottom off his rookie year. I mean, who would be the highest rookie you'd have on this list?
As a MILF hunter or a quarterback?
A MILF hunter is number one in the NFL.
I would think that's pretty much a no-brainer.
Now, where is he going to rank on this list at the end of this
year?
Well,
I mean, it's part of it. You're projecting 2022 quarterbacks.
Yeah, but I feel like
you're
it's
not
tough.
Going on the resume. You're going off the projection.
It's tough. But out of your list, none of the players on your list have played less than two seasons. Like Justin Herbert.
Oh, I wouldn't put any of the rookies in. I was kidding. I was kidding about, like, where does Zach Wilson fall? But I'm like, if you were to do a rookie list, like Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Davis Mills, like, where do you think Wilson's going to be 2022 compared to the second-year quarterbacks?
I hope he's one of the best. But there's a scenario where a bunch of these guys are really good. Like, I just look at Zach Wilson and say, can you be a franchise quarterback? And I don't really care how he compares to the other guys. If the answer is yes, then you have something there.
Yeah.
I would hope you guys should.
You really stood on the
Jets
fence there on that one.
Jets shouldn't have to ask that. If you have to ask that question, that's a big problem.
Well, I don't know. Do I want him to be the best in his class? Yes.
Sure.
Does he need to be, though, to win? No. I mean, Eli Manning, you could argue, was the third best in his class. He's got two Super Bowl MVPs. I say it'd work out fine for the Giants. So I just need Zach Wilson to play like a quarterback that you can win with, and I'm more than happy with that.
I could say that about every NFL quarterback. I'm higher on Zach Wilson than I think a lot of people. I think Zach Wilson has tons of talent. It's about putting it together. I think he's going to be pretty good. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to have a really good sophomore year. I think he's going to have a really good bounce back season. He went
afraid to get hurt. That's
I think why I don't Peterson want to come will out help here him immensely.
Doing this.
He's got a lot to prove.
He went from one of the worst NFL offensive minds in history to one of the best. Doug Peterson made Carson Wentz an MVP candidate and would have won an MVP had he not gotten hurt.
Won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles.
He over Tom Brady. Like, Doug Peterson's an offensive wizard. He's going to make Trevor Lawrence better. How much better is obviously the question, but he's going to have a bounce back here.
Still got to make the throws, right? He's still got to deliver the football, which he was able to do at Clemson, but there were times that, and I was a big Lawrence fan coming out, I was a proponent of the fact he was going to be a really, really good quarterback. I saw him make a lot of really bad throws last year. I hope it was because of the coaching staff and the system, and I hope it changes, but I'm basically very curious as to what he's going to be.
Yeah, I saw a lot of throws on the other side of that, too. Like, he had some brutal ones, but he also had some really brilliant throws. You're like, man, this guy's got a chance to be a really good quarterback. 4725 asking us, would you rather have Kyler than Dak?
Oh, give me Dak.
We all had Dak ahead of Kyler, though. So, like, that was something that we've already answered, basically. We all had Dak ahead of Kyler. Kyler, to me, is, like, one of the most polarizing names on this list. I think it's one of the most controversial names. Lamar Jackson being out of
Lamar's the first one. Kyler would be the next one. Yeah, I even on ESPN's list. I just didn't think Russell Wilson warranted being in the top 10. And if you're going to make that switch, the easy switch for me, when we asked the question, who would you replace him with, yep, I'd put Lamar in and Russell Wilson out.
The other one that is that I thought would be controversial, worthy of conversation, is like where you think Deshaun would be on the 2022 list. Because let's take Deshaun Watson before the trade demands, before the sexual misconduct allegations. He's a slam dunk no-brainer. Top 10.
Before sitting out of a ton of time,
right,
too.
Now the variable of sitting out a bunch of time, now going to Cleveland, where does that slide him down? Like, is Deshaun still a top 10 quarterback for you in the 2022 NFL year?
I would have him probably at 8. Like, I would have Deshaun ahead of Dak. I'd have him ahead of Kyler Murray. Honestly, I probably would have him ahead of Matt Stafford. I like Matt Stafford. I'm higher on him than Cody is on our show. He thinks he's terrible. But I think Deshaun is still one of the 10 best players at the quarterback spot in the league.
Have you seen Quentin Nelson play quarterback?
I'm actually, like, I love that piece, that argument. I thought it was fascinating. It was great. I was riveted. It was great stuff.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did enjoy
it.
Very
stressful in the moment.
But I don't, like, I see both of your points, but I don't know why you would say you would take Quentin Nelson over Tom Brady.
No, that wasn't the question. The question was, who's the better football player? And I just tried to be consistent. In my opinion, Quentin Nelson is the best guard in the NFL. Best quarterback in the NFL is Patrick Mahomes. So when you say, who's the better football player, if I'm just going off my grades for them at their position, Quentin Nelson, to me, is the best. Patrick Mahomes is the best. So anything less than that, if you ask me, who would you rather have, Dak Prescott or Quentin Nelson, I would obviously say Dak because he's a quarterback, but who's the better football player?
Right.
I think it's a different conversation.
That was that's right, because I wanted to get the wording right. And, like, my pushback whenever I was listening to that, I told Cody this yesterday, like, who do you think's the best closer in baseball? It doesn't really matter. It's just for the sake of the conversation. Who would you say? Who would you say is the best closer in baseball?
Emmanuel Clase.
Clase is brilliant. He's very good. Good answer.
That's so the Indians, Clase, the Guardians guy?
Yeah, the guy who closed it out last night for the American League.
Dusty Baker at the helm. So Clase is the best closer in baseball. Who? Let's just say Framber Valdez is the 15th best starting pitcher in baseball. Are you going Framber or Clase?
Framber, because a starting pitcher is more valuable.
Sure, but that's what Cody's telling
you.
Yeah, but I understand what he's saying. But that's different than in the terms of a sports argument when you give your most overrated players. There's a connotation there when it comes to a sports conversation. When you're saying someone's overrated, it's people think they're good, they're not that good. That's like the crux of an overrated conversation. So when he says Quentin Nelson is overrated, my pushback is how could someone who's the best in the NFL at their position be considered overrated?
But what you're saying, though, with whenever you throw in the positional element, is you're saying that Clase is a better baseball player than Framber.
I mean, he's better at his job than Framber is at his job. But who's more valuable to their team? The starting pitcher, I believe, is more valuable than the closer.
I think
it's two different conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Cody tried to lump it in as one, and my pushback is when you think about overrated lists, you don't put the best player in the NFL at their position on that list.
I think you have to look at the all-encompassing list. I think you have to look at every player in the NFL. If Quentin Nelson's like the 25th best player in the NFL and he's like the 100th most valuable, I think you would say
it's a different conversation. You take a quarterback out of it and do it by position groups instead. I think it's a different conversation.
Why would you do that?
But I'm just saying in terms of...
Debate will never end.
What's coming up on the Wheelhouse?
Maybe more of this. I don't know. Some quarterback list. We actually have a great guest joining us at 3:30 today, right in the first hour.
Brad Keller?
Actually, I think BK's
He'll be here before that.
He's a guest. Oh.
He's a guest on his own show.
Yeah.
Well, Tracy McGrady's coming on the program.
Ah, T-Mac.
T-Mac. So we'll talk Rockets and some NBA with T-Mac.
He's a loyal follower of all of the Killer Bees.
Does Andrew have a McGrady jersey that he can wear?
Number one.
He's
love
T-Mac.
He's got
some T-Mac underwear, I believe.
He's got the 3 jersey for 3 for Darfur the year he wore 3. No?
Very good. We'll be listening. Thanks to Brennan for doing all the hard work. He's blank on Branham. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. The Wheelhouse is next on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.